You're listening to WSIU, powered by you. It's Math Day at SIU. In fact, the next couple of days we'll be focusing on mathematics, science, and other issues within the mathematics field. So we thought we would talk with Wesley Calvert, who is one of the folks putting on Math Days. Wesley, thanks for coming in.
It's good to be here. We're really excited about this event. We're excited about the Langenhoff Lecture at 4 o'clock this afternoon in Guyon Auditorium. We have Fredun Shahidi coming in from Purdue, and that should be really interesting for everybody.
And, of course, that lecture, the Langenhoff Lecture, is the keystone event of these next couple of days. For people who aren't immersed in math every day, as you are, what can they learn? What are you hoping people get from this lecture and from the other activities?
Well, and you know, what we do in math, a lot of people think that what we do is add really big numbers, or those a little bit more into it think we solve really hard problems like you'd find in a calculus textbook. Mostly what we're doing is puzzles and analogies and things. I mean, my wife took me to a party one time with some of her friends, and they found out what I did for a living and were thoroughly unhappy, telling me how much they hated math. We were standing on this tile floor, and I pointed to one corner in the grout lines, and I said, suppose you're an ant standing right here, and suppose you want to walk over to this other corner, the grout lines over here, walking just along the grout lines. Now, you don't want to double back at all. How many different paths are there that you could do this? And every one of those people that hated math started tracing out lines or looking up into the air figuring. What I'm hoping people get out of this is an impression that there are some really, really neat things in the world, some of them we plain don't know. And that, I think, is an impression you can get out of this lecture.
Really breaking down that intimidation factor that sometimes comes with math.
That's the idea. I mean, it's beautiful. People are not afraid to go to a symphony to hear it, even though they cannot hear every single note that the third violin plays. If you can go to this symphony and enjoy it, even though you don't understand every note the third violin plays and exactly why it plays that note instead of the other, if you can do that, it's the same sort of attitude for approaching this math talk. Yeah, there are going to be particular blows that, yeah, you aren't going to follow every blow, but you're going to come away with an impression of something neat.
So Fredun Shahidi, who is a professor at Purdue University, is the keynote lecturer.
That's right.
What is his area of expertise, and should people be prepared for any type of theory there?
Well, so he is an expert in something called the Langlands program, which is one of the really exciting analogies that mathematicians are chasing down right now, and we sort of don't know how far this analogy works. So about the last 50 years, people have been chasing this thing, and little bits of it get proved, and then somebody will say, well, can we take it a little further? And Shahidi has been one of the main people in advancing our understanding of this. This is an analogy. He's going to explain it much better than I will, but it's an analogy between symmetry on one hand and periodic behavior on the other hand.
Things like repetition, things like
that. Yeah, the same thing happens over and over, and somehow that is like having the snowflake that you fold a piece of paper several times and cut out little pieces of it, and then the same pattern propagates all over it.
When you talk to students who are going into mathematics, are a lot of them still kind of in awe of that puzzle aspect of math? And how do you inspire others who have lost that curiosity?
So I think almost everybody has. I think one of the difficulties in the way that we teach mathematics to children is that almost everybody loses that curiosity about mathematics by the time they finish high school. And even the students who come to the university wanting to study math, we sort of have to inspire that interest in them again. I taught a class just this semester where we do that, where we transition from taking some of the calculus classes to some of the real math classes. And at the start of that class, I give them several of these puzzles, like the ant on the tile floor, like the muddy children. You have so many children who have been out to play, so many of them have mud on their foreheads and they can't see it. And the teacher makes an announcement, they can't communicate, they can't see one another. How do they know which ones have mud on their foreheads? neat puzzles like that can sort of get people playing again. And once they're playing, then they can start thinking about, okay, how do I organize my thinking? How does organizing it and writing out details and finding clear language for things, how does that help me play?
Absolutely. And again, the math conference is today and tomorrow at Southern Illinois University. The keynote speaker, Fredun Shahidi, is at 4 o'clock this afternoon in the Guyon Auditorium at Morris Library. Wesley, you can get more information at math.siu.edu.
That's right.
And again, you can see and hear more throughout the next couple of days. Wesley, thanks so much for coming in.
And thank you for having me.
This is your NPR station, WSIU.